The military trials in the fatal hazing and abuse case of Private Danny Chen of Manhattan are over now. A court-martial for an eighth member of his platoon ended yesterday with another guilty verdict. WNYC's Stephen Nesson has been following the trials and reports that New York's Chinatown community is disappointed with the sentences.
Private Danny Chen's father, Yao Ten Chen, still wears his son's army cap wherever he goes. Chen and his wife attended five of the eight courts-martials for the officers charged in his son's death. Speaking through an interpreter, he says he'd hoped attending the trials would help him and his wife close this chapter in their lives.
Hopefully that Tom will heal, and they're looking to a closure and then continue with their life. You know, and he's very thankful that plenty of community support, got a big family, so that is...
Danny's parents are immigrants from southern China and raised him in the Lower East Side. At 18, they begged him not to join the army. His best friend, Raymond Dong, did too.
And, you know, I told him it wasn't a good idea to join whatsoever because there's risk in it. He's the only son. I'm the only son of my family. I don't think it's a great idea to do it. He said that he wanted to do something new in his life, and, you know, I respect that.
But in Kandahar province in Afghanistan, Danny faced racial hazing and physical abuse that culminated in his suicide. And it landed the eight members of his platoon in military court for charges of bullying, hazing, and using racist language. From New York to North Carolina, Lizzo Yang, president of the Organization of Chinese Americans and a civil rights lawyer for 26 years, attended every courts martial.
I hope I never will have to go back to North Carolina, especially Fort Bragg.
Everywhere she goes, she carries a white banner that reads, "We are Danny."
We just keep bringing it everywhere we speak to get more and more people to sign and stuff, and so it's very precious.
Hundreds of people have left messages for and about Private Danny Chen in a rainbow of Sharpie colors.
Trying not to keep it wet so the ink doesn't run, you know what I mean?
The last officer charged, Lieutenant Daniel Schwartz, was tried Monday. He'll be removed from the Army. All the soldiers were found or pled guilty. Two will face short prison sentences, and two were discharged. Others were demoted in rank and docked in pay. Ouyang says these sentences are just a slap on the wrist.
It just really sank in then that the military court system cannot deliver justice to someone who is a victim of hazing by their superiors.
Speaking through an interpreter, Danny Chen's mother, Su Jen Chen, says she had to go to the trials.
Because she doesn't want this to happen to another Danny Chen. So that's why she, go to those trials. She just want to make sure that justice is done and that nobody else will ever, not another mom, will have to suffer like what she suffered.
For Ouyang, though, the last trial isn't ending her advocacy that was inspired by Chen's death. She's been promoting national anti-hazing bills, which would strengthen the anti-hazing laws and create a database of incidents in the military. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.